All right, people. This is important. It's so bloody important. So this is the high price of living passion-free. The harmful effects of apathy and Bitcoin addiction. Living passion-free, or without a sense of purpose or drive, can lead to a lack of motivation and a disinterest in pursuing meaningful goals.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Goals. While Bitcoin addiction may seem unrelated, it can exacerbate the negative effects of living without passion, leading to financial instability and emotional distress. The dangers of living passion-free. Living passion-free can lead to feelings of dissatisfaction and apathy, making it difficult to find fulfillment in life. It can lead to a lack of direction and purpose, making it challenging to set and achieve goals. Without a sense of passion or motivation, individuals may become stagnant and unproductive, which can lead to depression and other negative mental health outcomes. The risks of Bitcoin addiction. Bitcoin addiction can exacerbate the negative effects of living passion-free. Bitcoin is highly volatile and a risky investment that can lead to significant financial losses if not approached with caution. Bitcoin addiction can cause individuals to make impulsive and irrational decisions, leading to financial instability and stress. Moreover, constantly monitoring cryptocurrency prices and being invested in Bitcoin can cause high levels of anxiety and stress, causing individuals to neglect other important aspects of their lives, such as relationships, health, and personal growth. The way forward. It is essential to recognize the dangers of living passion-free. It's essential to recognize the dangers of living passion-free and Bitcoin addiction and take steps to avoid falling into these traps. Individuals should work towards finding their passion and purpose in life and seek support from loved ones or a professional if necessary. They should also approach Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies with caution. Conducting thorough research before investing and setting clear financial goals. In conclusion, living passion-free and Bitcoin addiction can have harmful effects on an individual's well-being, leading to financial instability and emotional distress. It is important to find one's passion and purpose in life and approach investments with caution to avoid falling into these traps. So I went on the script. Now I'm going to go off the script. You know me. You all know me. I wouldn't say I'm anti-Bitcoin. I think Bitcoin's kind of cool. I just happen to believe it's really overrated. That's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it. And the reason I think it's overrated is because, well, it's just backed by software and by a scarcity within the construct of the software. While it's cool, don't get me wrong, I'm not totally against the fact that there's innovation out there. I like innovation. I think it's cool. I just don't see how Bitcoin is worth anything if it can't be backed by anything. Because if it can't be backed by anything, that's kind of pointless, you know what I mean? If there's no real value there, that sucks. Let's see. Trying to think if there's anything else I can add to the but I do believe that you should have some passion for life. Try to live sorry. But yeah, try your best to live a life that is meaningful to you. And gives you a reason to wake up every morning. gives you a reason to keep going, really. But find your passion somewhere, man. Find it somewhere. That's the most important thing. And somehow you always find a way. You know what I mean? So find what you're into and really get obsessed with it, I think is the best thing I could say. That's what I've done. I've gotten really obsessed with making this show. I've gotten really obsessed with investing, gotten even more obsessed with reading, and I'm having a good time with it. Anyway, though, thank you guys for taking the time to view this. My voice feels a little bit off today, but I feel like I'm on the right track. I don't know. I feel like I'm sounding a little like Alex Jones, just a little bit. But anyway, thank you guys for taking the time and have an incredible rest of the day. Bye. Woo!